Thereafter, he came back to India, and when I came to know him, which was in 1949, he was a professor of Pali and Buddhist philosophy at the Banaras Hindu University. I've written about this in the Thousand Petaled Lotus. He'd been a professor of Pali and Buddhist philosophy for 12 years, but he was feeling very frustrated because he had very few students. I think only 4 or 5. And why was this? Banaras Hindu University had been founded mainly by Orthodox Hindus. And they were very keen on Sanskrit. They weren't very keen on Pali. The only reason why they had a department of Pali was that one of their very great benefactors, whom they didn't wish to offend, had insisted on there being a department of Pali and had offered to pay all the expenses of that department. He happened to be a patron of Kashyapis, a wealthy merchant from Western India. But what they did was this. I don't know how many of you are familiar with these sort of, you know, academic goings on. I'm sorry Alan Sponberg isn't here to hear about them today. But the university made a rule that yes, you could take Pali if you wanted to, but you couldn't take Pali unless you also took Sanskrit. So very few people were so eager to learn Pali that they, you know, were willing to learn, you know, Sanskrit, which is much more difficult, at the same time. So in this way, Kashyapi came to have very few students, and when I met him and started staying with him and studying with him, he was very frustrated for that reason. I personally found him to be an excellent teacher. Again, I've written about this in the Thousand Petals Lotus. He was not only extremely well versed in the subjects that I studied with him, that is to say, logic, both Buddhist and Western, Abhidhamma, and Pali. He often knew the texts by heart, and I stayed with him for nearly a year. And after that, he wanted a bit of a change. He took me on pilgrimage in Bihar to places like Nalanda and Rajgir, and he then took me up to Kalimpong, which I'd never heard of before. And to cut a long story short again, he left me there with the parting injunction, stay here and work for the good of Buddhism, which I tried to do. I was then 24. Subsequently, Kashyapji left the Banaras Hindu University, and he founded the Nalanda Pali Institute at Nalanda, in the vicinity of the ancient Nalanda Mahavihara or monastic university. And the Nalanda Pali Institute, I believe, has been raised to university status by the government of Bihar. He also edited in Devanagari characters the entire Tripitaka, writing prefaces in English to every volume and summaries of all the suttas. I remember that while I was with him in Banaras at the Hindu University, he told me he'd gone through the entire Tripitaka so many times in Pali that he felt, he said, he had it right here in the palm of his hand. And it was then his intention, he told me, to write the Tripitaka Sara, that is, a work in Pali, because he spoke as well as wrote Pali and Sanskrit. I heard him giving Sanskrit lectures. A work in Pali, the Tripitaka Sara, or essence of the Tripitaka, which would just give you the essence of the Buddha's teaching as recorded in the Pali scriptures. I'm afraid he never actually got around to it, but that was his original intention. Thereafter, I did see him from time to time. The last time I saw him was in 1966 at Nalanda, at the Nalanda Pali Institute, which was then flourishing, and I took some pictures of him. I had a picture of him feeding his peacocks. He was very fond of his peacocks. He used to come out of his residence every morning with some grain, and his peacocks would come flying through the air, and he'd feed them. So that's my last sort of memory of Kashyapi. He died some years ago, but his work, I'm glad to say, his work for the Pali language and literature is being continued by his nephew, Howard Kishore Narayan, who is also a scholar in Pali and Buddhism, specializing in numismatics. And I was very interested to learn that Alan Sponberg had been one of his students. Howard Kishore Narayan is now retired, living in India, in Sarnath. He was formerly teaching in the States, and has founded an institute of Pali and Buddhist studies in memory of his uncle, Jagadish Kashyap, and has invited the cooperation of the FWPI, which obviously we'll be very glad to give. Perhaps I should just give a few personal details. Kashyapji was of medium height, very dark in complexion, and very, very, very fat. He told me shortly after I met him that had I come a year earlier, he would have been unable to go out with me for a walk, because he was unable to walk, he was so fat. He used to go everywhere by cycle rickshaw, and used to give the cycle rickshaw wallah double the fare. he was very humble, very unassuming. Despite his vast learning, he never arrogated anything to himself. He was, in some ways, quite a childlike sort of person, very simple in his way of life with regard to dress, food, accommodation. I also remember that he was a terrific worker. He could work day and night without food, without sleep. But if he had no work, he'd simply lie on his, I can't really call it a bed, it's what they call in India a charpoy. And he'd just lie there and sleep, hour after hour. If there was no work, he'd for no reason would. Well, if there's no work to do, why not just sleep? And I used to be studying, you know, in the next room. And if I had a problem, if I'd come to some knotty point of grammar or logic or abhidharma, I'd just, you know, just go into his room. The door was always open, and I'd he'd just open one eye, you know, say, okay. So then I'd propound my questions, and he'd answer. And he knew exactly where that verse or that passage came in the textbook. He wouldn't need to look, and he could explain it without opening more than one eye. And so clear, so much to the point. Eh? Yes, thank you, Bhante. He closed his eye. So that's what he was like. Eh? So that was Jagadish Kashyap, of whom obviously I have, you know, very fond memories indeed. Perhaps I should also add that though I very much regarded him as my teacher, though he always used to say that I was his friend, and that he'd learned a lot from me, which I, you know, very much appreciated, even though I didn't really agree with him.